Continue with Machshirin Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hayuzesav Nesunim Begag Vayardu Alein Gishamim Im Samach Bechiyutan. If you would put your olives on the roof and then the rain fell. Misha says, if you're happy about it, if you're happy that they got wet, because now they're better, then it's considered Bechiyutan, it's considered Beratzon, and now it's actually Kabotumah, the water that fell is considered that you wanted it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, E.F. Shalof Smach. Rabbi Yehuda, as in the previous Mishnah, it's impossible you're not going to be happy about this. It's something good for you. That cannot be the measure of Bechiyutan, because then that's almost like a meaningless clause, meaningless condition from his point of view, because you're definitely going to be happy. Rather, as in the previous Mishnah, that has to be some sort of Maisa. Elem Pakak es Atzinor o Enchil Asochan. Rather, if you block the drain pipe on the roof that was letting the water out, or you rolled the olives around the water, you did some sort of action that demonstrated that you were happy about it and that you were actively engaged in it, only then is it Mechiyutan. Just being happy about it is not enough. Again, this is similar to what he said in the previous Mishnah. Okay, now Mishnah Zion. Hachamarin shiu overim benahar v'naflu sakeim l'mayim im samchu b'chiyutan. So you had donkey drivers that they had made produce in one area and were transported to another area to sell them, and they were on the donkeys, and the produce fell into the water. Their bags with the produce fell into the water. Im samchu b'chiyutan. If you're happy that the produce got wet, then it's b'chiyutan. Rabbi Yehuda, the exact same thing as before. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, E.F. Shalos Smoch, of course you're going to be happy. Again, that cannot be the determination here, because you're definitely going to be happy. Once again, some sort of maisa is required that reveals that you're happy. And this is El'im Hafchu. Rav explains that you moved the bags around to get the water all around, then it's going to hechshel kabal tuma, because you're doing a maisa that demonstrates your happiness, and that you want, only then will be hechshel kabal tuma. Continues the Mishnah, so you had a traveler and his feet were full of mud, and likewise the feet of his animal were full of mud. And he was going through a river, not for the purpose of washing off the mud, but definitely going through a water. If he's happy now, the water wiped off the mud and everything else, any remaining water on you is hechla kabotuma. Generally, if you go into a bath and to wash yourself off, you chose to do that, and then there's water kind of left over on you, that residual water is hechshel kabal tuma, because you know you're choosing to bathe the ratzon, and you know there's going to be remaining water. That's what happens, you get in water. When you go into water, there's always some water remaining, so that's hechshel kabal tuma. Here, you weren't going into the river to do that, but you did walk into the river, and it did actually do that. It did wash off your feet or your animal's feet, so if you're happy about it, then it's considered b'chiyut, hechshel kabal tuma, b'chiyutan. Rehud Omer, same as we've seen before. E.F. Shalos Smach, who can be happy about it? That can't be the qualification. Rather, Elman Amad Vehidiach. The Rav explains, you stood in the water and physically stayed there a little bit to wash it off. Then that water, if it goes on to, it's actually Kabotama, if it falls onto some fruit, it'll make that fruit Tameh. That's where Tameh. You have to stand there and again do a mice that demonstrates your Machshava that you're happy with what happened. Adds then Rabbi Yehuda an important qualification. However, that which Rabbi Yehuda's qualification that he just said, that you actually have to stand there and wash it off, that is not true by a person or by a non-kosher animal. It's only, in other words, only by a kosher animal, in order for the hechshel kabal tuma, would you have to stop there and wash it off. The reason for this is because a person and a non-kosher animal, you actually care about the appearance. And therefore, as soon as you're in there, it is obvious, and you're in the water, it's obvious that you're happy with this. You don't need to need a maisa. Everyone's definitely happy with water washing off the mud or anything else. You don't require a maisa. It's so clear that that's what's going on when water happens. It's definitely hechshel kabal tuma. It's only by a non-kosher animal. It's only by a kosher animal where you're not necessarily caring about the appearance, since most kosher animals, their purpose is to slaughter them. And therefore, you don't necessarily care about it. It's only if you have to make some sort of mice to demonstrate that happiness. But by a person or by a non-kosher animal, it is definitely tame, even according to Yehuda, no mice is necessary to demonstrate that simcha. And that concludes Mishnah Zion.